needs Chalitza to be able to continue and to marry someone else. Why? What's the safek? Kivin de Megureshes etzlo, right? On the one hand, she's not an Eishes Ish. It's only if he would happen to try to consummate this Yibum, so he would revise history. But per se, she's a Grusha. And she, meaning in terms of her previous marriage. And she's Eishes Achiv. And, you know, it's just a situation, you know, where obviously Chalitza makes sense. Oh, or even though there's no Yibum. Or Kivin She'eno Le'Yibum, Eino Ola Le'Chalitza. Or maybe, since Lemaisa, or maybe more than Lemaisa, there is no Yibum, so there's no Chalitza either. And then he adds, V'chein Nira, Ela She'tzarech Talmud. And this is, it's not that it never happens, but the Ramban isn't, you know, typically one who shares his doubts. You know, different styles of Rishonim. The Ramban doesn't typically, share his thinking. He shares his thinking, but he doesn't share his doubts, put it that way. Anyways, the Ramban seems to conclude here that there's no Chalitza, right? He's not sure, but he's inclined to think that there's no Chalitza because there's no Yibum, even though the reason there's no Yibum, right, seems to be more of a technical reason, because she is, after all, a Grusha, she's not an Erva. He's very dismissive of the idea that this would affect Tzaros. Nonetheless, it sounds like, if you just read this Ramban in absence of other evidence, you would say the Ramban is a strict constructionist when it comes to the principle of kol ola liyibum ola lechalitza, kol she'ena ola liyibum ola lechalitza. Namely, we care less why there's no yibum, right? The reality that there is no yibum, you know, is more important than the why. And therefore, even if it's for mostly technical reasons, the chalitza is contingent upon the potential of evil. And that's what the Ramban seems to say. We'll see in a moment, I'm going to try to show you two other Rambans, that the matter is more complex. Okay. The Rajba also read the Ramban as taking a kind of simplified approach, and he rejects the view of the Ramban, and he asks a couple of important questions. So the Rajba, in the beginning of the next piece, starts off and says, again addressing this middle case, he agrees with the Ramban, there are no tzaros, and he too is tackling the question, what about chalitza? There's no yibum? There are tzaros, and there's no p'tur tzara, there are tzaros. The tzaros are subject, in other words, to yibum b'chalitza, they have zika. What about this middle situation of chalitza? So the Rajba says, mikol makom, ein isura achshav ela machmas tana'o, velo machmas erba. This is a situation where the only reason there's a problem in Yibum is not because of Erva, but because of an artificial condition, right, attached by the first husband. Shaharei Gita Gomor, right, she's a Megureshes. I'm talking about her first marriage, not an Eishes Ish. The Enkan Shir Beget Nidi, the Hava Tanoim, the Alma. Meaning it's not like there's a view in the Gemara, in the Mishnah really, in the last parak of Gittin. There's, you know, discussion. If a person divorces his wife and he says, chutz mi ploni, harayat muteris l'chol adam, chutz mi ploni, you're divorced from me, you can marry anybody you want, one exception, not Shimon. Right. That's different than a Tanai. Tanai is, this get is conditional, right, on you not marrying Shimon. If you marry Shimon, then I'm revoking this get. When you broke the get, you revoke the get across the board. Let's say he tried to make a, you know, specialized get. I'm the garishu for the 99% of the population, with the exception of Shimon. That's a debate in the Tanoim. That's called shior beget, shin yud vav resh, meaning he, you know, there's a remnant in the heter of Gittin. So the Rajba's suggesting, Ramban alludes to this as well, if you hold that there is such a thing as shior beget, that might be a different story, because then what you're really saying is, if you can carry it off, right? One of the reasons we think that maybe you can't is because it's anti-definitional. There's no such thing as a selective get. You can have a conditional get. You can't have a selective get, because a fundamental, you know, property of a get is harayat muteris l'chol adam, the fact that it's heter gamor. But if you could pull it off, if you get, you know, by that problem, so then we would say, oh, vis-a-vis, you know, that particular individual with, you know, with whom there is shiur, Beget, that as far as he's concerned, she's an Eishes Ish. but she's, you know, a megureses l'kol ha'olam, and she's an eishes ish klape Shimon. Ah, that would be a different story, because then, if Shimon now faces her as a yibum candidate, it's not just that, oh, if he will try to be miyabim, you know, that'll trigger some sort of reaction. Actually, it won't trigger a reaction. But the point is that, as a candidate, right, she's now, and as far as he's concerned, she's an eishes ish. That's an interesting situation, right? His sister-in-law, the wife of his brother who left no children, and from his point of view, is the wife of Abraham. So it's like a fascinating situation. From his point of view, she was his brother's wife, and she's still Abraham's wife. You know what I mean? Anyways, so the Rajbah says, if that's what it was, then maybe, you know, I'd be more sympathetic to the idea that this affects sorrow, so that we see this as something more fundamental. But it isn't. It's just based on Tanai. It's just a conditional get. So it can wreak havoc with history and with everybody's lives, right? But it's legally, formally, she's a Megureshes. When he looks at her, you know, across the candidate pool, you know, he's seeing a person who is Megureshes from Abraham and who only is, you know, his brother, his deceased brother's wife. That's the only thing he's seeing. He still can't implement the Yibo because that would, you know, rewrite history and cause all sorts of problems. But, you know, formally, legally, this is what it is. The Harei, says the Rajbah, and this is very important, Harei zu kinoderes hana miyavama v'chaye bala. For example, let's say the wife of Reuven, you know, took a neder that she wants nothing to do with Shimon. Well, she's still the wife of Reuven. That's what she does. Then Reuven dies, leaving no children, and now she's a Yibum candidate with Shimon. So the Mishnah says, that's what he's quoting, the Tam Perek Shamai, the Mishnah on Kufid Aleph on the base in Yivamo says that Kofino Soshiyachlotzla, right? There can be no Yibum in that case because there's an Asay and a Lav to violate a neder, and Ein Asay Doche Los Asay the Asay, and therefore there can be no Yibum. However, the Mishnah says there is Chalitza.
I'm
sorry, why is that? She made this neder while her husband was alive. So it's not targeted. Situation. It ends up affecting her ability to do Yibum, but that's like one of the reasons that, you know, they say, you know, B'chai Ba'al. She made this when Reuven was still alive, in other words. So what the Rajbah is saying, the Tanai case is comparable to the neder case in that the impediment is, you know, formidable, can't be overcome, but it's a practical impediment, an artificial impediment, and as such, it doesn't affect either tzaros, or, and this is where he parts company with Ramban, or chalitza. Okay. Kofenos ha-shiyachosla. Va'arei zu eina ola li'yibum, var Torah. But it's a case where there's no yibum minat Torah, dekai malayha v'la v'yaseh, v'yafa pikein ola l'chalitza. I would have him to the rule, kola eina ola yibum, eina ola chalitza, right? One is dependent on the other. So here the Rajbah adds, mishum shadavar acher goram lo li'aser, because we do care why. It's not, we don't just care that. Because we care, we're concerned why there's no yibum. If there's no yibum in a way that reflects the exclusion of yibum in a fundamental way, especially if it goes even further and establishes that there's no zika, right, then of course we'd say there's no chalitza. Now here there is zika because there's tzaros, right, but there's no here there's zika and there is yibum too, just that because of the circumstances he just can't it's an unimplementable yibum. But would you say he's Mufka miyibum? The Rajbah says, no. This is Tanai, this is Neder. It's in the category of Davar Acher Garam Lo Li'aser. It's an extraneous problem. An extraneous problem does not affect Chalitza. Kol Ola Yibum, Ola Chalitza refers to Zika problems, or maybe, we'll see in a moment, other fundamental problems. It doesn't refer to any impediment whatsoever. What?
That's his intuition.
I mean, what determines one or the other?
No, well, to say that it's a double offer with sort of implicit exclusion from the general rule.
I mean, where does it come from? Well, no, he's also trying to, he's trying to relate to the conflicting evidence. On the one hand, we have this klal, kol ha'olayim ol chalitza. On the other hand, there seem to be a bunch of cases where there is chalitza, seemingly garaisa, we'll get to that in just a second, even though there's no yibum. So how do you square the rule with the discrepancies? So his solution is, we need to understand the rule as being based on some sort of, you know, common denominator, or where the logic, you know, is compelling. There can be technical cases of ein aliyah, but that's where he's drawing the line to square the evidence. So it's an instinct where to draw the line and how to formulate it, maybe, but it's a way of trying to square the evidence. Then at the end of the piece, the last two lines, he says, Ela sheraisi laharamban, because, you know, he knew this Ramban, shenistapek bedavar zeh, but he himself raises this question, umatin devarav lepotra b'nachalitza. And the Ramban goes the other way. He says, kol alibim al chalitza does apply here, right? Umin aibim. Mishum kol shen alibim en al chalitza. Vein datenu machras bimakomo. He says, I don't agree with him. Even though he's, you know, he's the Ramban, he's my Rebbe, but in this case, I see it differently. And I think we should be poshet the Ramban safek in the other way. Now, what will the Ramban do with the Mishnah on Kufyat Aleph on the base about Neder? That's question number one. That's a very strong question. And number two, does Ramban deny all chalitza doraisa, you know, v'makom she'en yivum doraisa? Does he really such a purist or strict constructionist of kol alivam ol chalitza? Because the Rashi is basically saying something very, you know, appealing. And that is, iser acher gorem lo, you know, is not a problem for this klal. Okay. So, with respect to the Mishnah on Kufyat Aleph Amud Beis, that alone was the only problem that we had to contend with. It's also just ironic and interesting to note that Dafka the Rajba provides a solution. The Rajba and Tshuva, Chelik Dalet of Tshuva the Rajba, in a different context, has two deos whether or not the Mishnah on Kufyat Aleph Amud Beis is Dorais or Drabana. Meaning, one suggestion that he makes is, well, kol liyibum ol chalitza, kol she'en olibum eno lechalitza. It must be that the requirement of chalitza in case of noderes is a requirement derabanan. People shouldn't look and think that, you know, since it looks like, you know, she's a perfectly good candidate for yibum. She's not his daughter. She's not his daughter-in-law. She's not his, you know, mother-in-law. You know, on the outside, if you don't know that she happened, and it's nobody else's business, that she happened to take a neder that she'll have nothing whatsoever to do with this fellow. Not everybody knows that because it's not an objective, you know, relationship kind of a thing. So it looks like here she is, a yubama, and she's just, you know, remarrying. So midrabanan, they said, you know what, potter below klum yafshar. The people need to know that something is being done so that they won't mistake in general. And therefore you do chalitza, but it's only dindrabanan. In our Torah, because there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. That's a suggestion, dafka in Tshuva Sarajva. If the Ramban held that way, that would be fine. But it isn't only that. There are other cases. For example, the sugya and daf chav, which we've already seen. Just to remind everybody, the Mishnah daf chav says that erva is excluded from yibum, from chalitza, and from, doesn't mention saros there, but we know that from daf beis amud aleph. However, a problem not of erva but of kedusha and mitzvah, as the Mishnah characterizes it, which the Gemara goes on to say, either a problem which is drabanan like shnios barayos, or chayve lavin, where there's no chayve karis, it's not erva, but it's chayve lavin. So the Mishnah says it's choletzes ve'ena misyavemes. We have chalitza but no yibum. Now the simple reading of the Mishnah is that that is a doraisa statement. So we have a category, something where there's chalitza, even though there's no yibum. And that should pose a very difficult problem to the klal, which is, again, especially if you take the klal kipshuto, right, unvarnished, you know, acceptance of the reality, kol ol yibum ol chalitza, kol she'eno lo yibum, eino ol chalitza. Because the Mishnah says that, you know, derabanans and chayve lavin, the derabanan isn't such a problem, that's a derabanan. The chayve lavin is a problem, it sounds like doraisa, there is chalitza, and there is no yibum. So once again, we need to look a little more closely to see whether or not this Mishnah really is a problem or not. Now we already had this, we already counted this issue, not for the Ramban, but for Rashi. Rashi and Av Gimel Amud Aleph when first time the Gemara quotes the klal of kol ol yibam ol chalitza. Thank you. The first time the Gemara quotes this klal, so Rashi makes the remark. He says in the Masechta, whenever we find chalitza without yibum, it's usually a case of it's always a case of suffix. What Rashi was trying to confront was exactly this problem. Right, if you think that yibum is a precondition, or the potential for yibum is a precondition for chalitza, what do you do with all the cases of the Gemara and Mishnah where there seems to be chalitza without yibum? So Rashi says, oh, that's not a problem. They're all cases of suffix. Because of suffix, you can't do yibum because you might be encountering the chomor isur of eshes ach, so you can't risk it. But you can't walk away. You can't walk away with nothing either, because it might be that there's a zika and that she requires either yibum or chalitza. There's no harm in doing chalitza. It might be a little unpleasant. But it's, you know, a superfluous chalitza, it doesn't violate any surim. A superfluous yibum violates the isur chomor of eshes ach. So whenever there's a suffix zika, a suffix yibum, we find choletzas v'lo misebetz. That's not a breach of this klal. The klal says if you know for sure there's no yibum, then there's no chalitza. If you're of a suffix, then of course you have to do chalitza just in case.
Okay,
that's what Rashi says. The problem with it is, and that's what Rabbi Kiveger points out, what do you do with the whole sugya and afchav and chotalev, but chai be'lavin? Because that seems, that's not a suffix, that's a vadai. Yeah, sorry. I think so. I'll get to that in just a second. Again, he doesn't say so with respect to this problem. He just quotes kol ol yibum ol chalitza. So if you have only this piece, there's no reason to think that that's the answer. But I absolutely agree with you in light of, which is what I'm trying to build to, that the Ramban himself doesn't take a pure readout, unvarnished, reading of this klal either. If I can show that the Ramban himself believes that there are cases of chalitza daraisa without yibum daraisa, so then what we have to say is that the Rajba is looking at the source of the difficulty here, which is tanai, which is artificial, like a neder, whereas the Ramban is looking at the consequence. What would this yibum look like if there were yibum? So that's where I'm getting to, absolutely 100%. Now I'll try to show that the two other Rambans reinforce this more subtle reading, but then what ends up is that the Ramban is a third category, which I think is true anyway, and that is that there are people who think that the relationship between yibum and chalitza is just, factual. If there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, and I think I wanted to explain that well. Also,
it would be like no zika whatsoever, even if she had sorrows, she could marry
yibum. Well, the other extreme is that everything depends on zika, and there's no real klal about yibum. At all, yibum is just an indication whether there's zika, and wherever there's no yibum but there is zika, of course it's chalitza. And the in-between view will be the view of the Ramban, which is that even if there's zika, it then depends whether or not there's a hafkas yibum, meaning yibum isn't unimplementable. It's more than that. There's no case of yibum, or there's no mechayev of yibum. Then that will affect chalitza, even though there is a zika, as opposed to a case where you just lemaisa cannot implement yibum, for technical reasons, where chalitza, because there is zika and yibum isn't excluded, it's just not practicable, that's where you'll have the middle case. Now, as I'm about to suggest, I just want to tell you where I'm getting it from, is that the Ramban, I'll try to show in a second, that the Ramban on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph himself uses the expression Isur Acher Gorim La to explain why sometimes there's chalitza d'araisa, even though there's meyidin d'ravan. The Rajba, he doesn't say so here. And the Beis Amud Aleph, quoting that line, is quoting from the Ramban, presumably, on Lamed Vav, which makes it, well, if he believes in it, so how come he's not applying it here? And that's where we're going to get that answer. So let me just back it up for just a minute, just to show you where I'm getting this from. So the Mishnah, again, so this is the question Rabbi Kiveger asks against Rashi. If you look at the Sugya, Nav Chaf, and Chaf Aleph, you see that there's a case of chalitza without yibum, which has nothing to do with safek, and it seems to be daraisa. What is that? So this Mishnah about chai be'lavin. Now, as it happens, the Gemara daf chaf amud aleph asks this question. The Gemara says, if you have chai be'lavin, why is there chalitza daraisa? and no Yibum Doraisa, there should be Yibum Doraisa too. Either is Chayvei Lavin. Well, we have a rule. It says Ase, Velchalos Ase. So the Gemara says, Bishlamo, if you're talking about Amana Lekoin Gadol Nesua, in other words, this woman was married to Reuven, not just Erison, but the actual Nesuin. Then Reuven dies, and Shimon, Reuven's kid brother, who also happens to be the Kohen Gadol, by the way, so he now is the candidate to be Miyabim, this woman. But she's an Almana, because Reuven died, and she's also an Almana Min HaNesuin, because they actually lived together, it wasn't just Erison. So that is an Aseh and a Lav, because a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry this Aseh, a Besula B'Yamav, so if she was a Nesua, that's the Aseh. And there's a Lav, he's not allowed to marry an Almana. So there's a Lav and an Aseh, and Ein Aseh, Doche, Los Aseh, V'Aseh. So the Gemara says, on Daf Chaf HaMinal, that's the Gemara's language. The Gemara says, Dishlomo for Talmud Almana L'Kohen, the Mishnah mentions a few cases. One of them is Almana L'Kohen Gadol. The other is, Mamzer, Nosin, Grusha L'Kohen Hedja, things of that sort. So the Gemara says, if we're talking about Amana Nesua LeKohen Gadol, we understand why there's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza, because Ein Aseh Docha Lo Aseh V'Aseh. So they can't do Yibum, but there's still Chalitza. But if you're talking about Mamzer and Nasin and Grusha, there's only a Lav, and Aseh is Docha Lo Aseh, so you should be able to do Yibum as well as Chalitza. What's going on here? That's a Gemara in Chaf Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara keeps going, trying to figure out this problem until they get to the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis, and they send Rava, finally, Elam Rava. Rava says, you're right? Gazru via Rishona Atu via Shnia, which means that, you're right, in Mamzer, in Nasin, in Grusha, when the Mishnah says that there's Chalitza and there's no Yibum, that's a Din Durabanan. Minatara, there's Yibum and Chalitza, and the Rabbanan, they didn't let them do Yibum because he'd have to separate from her after the fulfilling the mitzvah, because she is a Grusha, she is, it is Mamzer, Nasin, and so on. And therefore, they made a Gzeira, they said, listen, you can't continue to be your wife, so don't even start in this process, just do Chalitza. Ah. Now the question is, but what about Amana L'Kohen Gadol Nesua? Right? So the simple reading of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, and so on, and Tosa says this explicitly on Chaf Amud Beis, is, the Mishnah says Chalitza and no Yibum, and it means different things in different cases. In most of the cases in the Mishnah, it's only a Din Rabbanan, because it's Yibum and it's Chalitza. But in Amana Nesua L'Kohen Gadol, there's no Yibum in HaTorah, because it's Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh, but there is Chalitza min HaTorah. That's how Tosus reads the Gemara. But if that's the case, then you have an example, not a suffix, where we don't say Kol She'en Ola Yibum in Ola Chalitza. That's what Rabbi Kiveger in the little circle, on Rashi and Gimel and Aleph. And Rashi said all the cases of Chalitza B'Yibum are cases of suffix. He said, Ayein, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. What he had in mind was Almana L'Kohen Gadol Nesua. However, is there any way to get out of that for Rashi? So I think we discussed it already. Rashi keeps mentioning the word Zika, Zika, Zika. Rashi says the klal of the Gemara is Kol She'ena Ola Yibum Eno L'Chalitza. Kol She'ena Yibum Ola L'Chalitza. Kol She'ena Ola Yibum Eno L'Chalitza. When Rashi Gimel Amud Aleph explains it, he says he adds three times of the four possibilities the word Zika. He says Kol She'ena Ola Zika Sivamin. Right, Ola Lezikas Chalitza. Kol She'en Ola Lezikas Yivamim Ein Ola Chalitza. I'm not sure why I didn't mention Zika the fourth time. But the point is, maybe what Rashi was saying was, as far as the Zika aspect of this equation, the only time that you'll ever find a Chalitza without a Yibum is in a Safek. And there might be other situations where it's more of a technicality. Maybe that's the answer for Rashi. Or maybe Rashi holds like a group of Rishonim, because I just said this is the way Tosus reads the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, the Chachmei Provence, the Meiri, Rav Avraham Nahar, and we find really 2 days in the Ramban already, 2 days in the Tosa Rush. Some of them say, well, is there really Chalitza in the case of Amana L'Kohen Gadol Nesua? And the way it goes is as follows. They basically want to say that when the Mishnah says this Chalitza and no Yibum, it's all Rabbana. Even though two opposite drabanans, in other words, when it's chayde lavin, right? The way the proper way to read the Mishnah is the chalitza b'li yibum is drabanan, because what's the daraisa? there's Yibam and Chalitza. Because Aseh is Zochalos Aseh. So if you have regular Chayve Lavin, what you'll say is, Minat Torah, there can be Yibam and Chalitza in this case. But the Minik Zeiras, they said, don't do Yibam, only do Chalitza. But Minat Torah, there's Yibam and Chalitza. And what about Almana Lekohen Gadol Nesuah? Certainly there's no Yibam Daraisa there. Ah, that's also Drabbanan though. Minat Torah, you need no Chalitza, because Minat Torah, there's no Yibam. Midrabbanan, they said, you know, this looks a little shady. You know, Tachayve Krisus, she could just walk away and marry somebody else. So Midrabbanan, you should do Chalitza. That's how the second day of the Ramban, that's how the Chachmei Provence read the Mishnah of the Gemara. Not Kipshuta, but that's how they read it. Oh, but the Ramban himself happens to be in Klikotsis' view, and he says, in my opinion, you know, that's very nice, but that's not Pshuta of the Gemara. I think the Bali, he doesn't say those words, but I think the Bali Tosis are correct, and that is that Almana, Lekohen Gadol, Nesua, the Chalitza, without the Yibam, is Daraisa. Ah, but if that's true, then the Ramban is not a strict constructionist. Chalol Yibam, Al Chalitza, Kol Shein, Al Yibam, Ein Al Chalitza. And the Ramban says this explicitly. Ramban addresses this question explicitly, not on Daf Chav, where he has this idea. I should say, on Daf Chaf, he also has another comment, which is very important. The Ramban says, L'maskana of the Gemara, when the Gemara originally quotes this idea, Kol Ol Yibam Ol L'Chalitza, Kol She'en Ol Yibam Ein Ol L'Chalitza, so originally the Gemara quotes it as a drasha. Right? It says, Yibemto Hasha'ara, so the limud is, you know, Kol She'en Ol Yibam, Yesh'en Ol L'Chalitza, Kol She'en Ol Yibam Ein Ol L'Chalitza. That's how the Gemara originally presents it on Daf Chaf. So the Ramban and Daf Chaf Amud Beis says that's all in the Havamina, but once we know that the whole din of the Mishnah of Chayve Lavin is only Drabanan Gzeira Atu Biyashnia, he says, so I'm not sure whether or not the Gemara still thinks that this connection between Yibam and Chalitza is based on a drasha and it's Gzeira Sakasuv, right? Or maybe it's a Svara Bialma. Of course, if it's Svara Bialma, it would work well if it was just a din in Zika. And the Rabban seems inclined, right, to that view. But again, if it's Svara V'Alma, then why should you say it even if it's Isur Acher Garim Lo, which is what he seems to be saying in Tanai? And why would you be such a strict constructionist if it's based on the Svara, which is what he's inclined to say on Daf Chav? So the Kosov HaShlishi HaMachriya B'neihem, which you were anticipating, I think, correctly, is another Ramban, and that's on Daf Lamed Hey Omid Veis Lamed Bava Madam. So the Gemara there, just very quickly, we'll finish with this next time. The Mishnah, Lamed Hamad Beis, the beginning of Acholetz, talks about the following strange but interesting case. Right, the brother dies, doesn't leave any children, but he leaves a pregnant wife. So now the question is, you know, is the child that she's carrying viable or not? Right, if it's a viable child, right, so then there's no even Mechalitza, because the point is that only if there are no children. It's lahakim la'achiv shein b'Yisrael. So if he leaves a child, even if the child is born after he dies, there's no yibam and chalitza. On the contrary, there's an Yisrael shesach. But you have to be careful here. On the other hand, if the child, right, cannot survive, it's not a viable child, so then, as, you know, heart-wrenching as it all is, we're back to the zika of yibam. So when she is uberes, there's a zika. The zika is kind of misafek. There is zika, right? Because it could turn out that the child is not, or it's a zika misafek. We'll only know in the end. Oh. So the question is, and let's say he goes ahead and does yibam, and it turns out that the child can't survive. So will that be an effective yibam? Right? Or let's say he goes ahead and does chalitza while she's pregnant and it turns out the child doesn't survive. Does he have to do chalitza again or yibam again? Or is she ptura because his guess turned out right and she turned out to be, right, omedes lezika, and he did a chalitza. Okay. So this the Gemara says, this is a debate, thank you, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But the Gemara has two several versions of it. Originally the Gemara thought that it's across the board. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue both about Yibum and about Chalitzas Mu'uberes. Right? Whoever thinks that, if you think Chalitzas Mu'uberes works, then Bias Mu'uberes, Yibum Mu'uberes works, if it all turns out right. And if not, then not. Yeah.
My question is, they cannot wait until she gave birth?
They're supposed to wait.
Supposed to wait.
100%.
And after that...
We just want to know, you know Jews. Let's say they didn't wait. We tell them wait. Of course. Let's say they didn't. And now the question is, it turned out that she really did require either Yibum or Chalitza because the child, unfortunately, was not a violent child. So at least they should have waited, but they didn't. Now the question is, it turns out that they did Yibum or Chalitza. That's
because Hachamim, they know how the body works most of the time.
A what?
Hachamim, yadu how the body works.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, they discourage, for sure. The question is, if, especially Chalitza, because Chalitza is, it's a ceremony. You can do Chalitza with the Mubar. Say, either we don't need it. If we need it, we did it now. Let's say he has to go travel, can't find another shoe, whatever it is, they did it. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. This is the Gemara in front of us, in these sheets, the one that we did last week. It's a very fascinating discussion. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Abaye, Bibia kula amalo pligi de lo patra. If she's Mubaris, right, so then the Yibum for sure is ineffective. Okay? Even if it turns out that the child was not viable and there's a requirement. That the child is not viable. Do you have it?
Yeah.
That the child is not viable and there's need for addressing the Zika, the Yibum is not going to work. He pleaded the Chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan Sabar Chalitza Smuberis Shema Chalitza Bias Smuberis Lo Shema Bia. Which makes a lot of sense because, again, there's nothing offensive about the Chalitza. Right, it's misafek, but if it turns out that the safek was nitshat according to the perspective that requires such a thing, then that would be important. Resh Lakish Sabar, Bias Muberis Lo Shema Bia, the Chalitza's Muberis Lo Shema Chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan says the Chalitza works, and Resh Lakish says no. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Rava Manav Shach. Rava says, I don't think this is so simple. E Bias Muberis Shema Bia, Chalitza's Muberis Shema Chalitza. Ibias muberes lo shma bia, chalitzas muberes nami lo shma chalitza. Why? So kaimelon, kol ol yibum ol ol chalitza, kol shen ol yibum, eino ol ol chalitza. Rabbi says, listen, it can't be. The idea that Rabbi Yochanan would think that the chalitza of a muberes would be effective, even though the bias, the yibum of the muberes, would not, is in violation of this rule that there is an equation between yibum and chalitza. That's why Rava rejects it. Okay. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is twofold. Number one, this is a bit of a different application of this rule than the previous, than the Gemara Daf Gimel and the Gemara Daf Chaf. The Gemara Daf Gimel and the Gemara Daf Chaf are talking about the need for Chalitza. What they're suggesting is, Kol ol l'yibum ol l'chalitza, Kol she'ein ol l'yibum, if there's no yibum, you don't need chalitza. That she's muteres lashuk. There's no zika to hold her back from continuing her life and marrying whoever she wants. She is, right, extricated from the zika by virtue of the fact that there's no capacity here for yibum. That's not what the Gemara is talking about here in Muberes. Here they're talking about the chalos chalitza. If you did a chalitza in a context in which yibum is not applicable, right? Is that chalitza meaningful? Did it happen? Because she does need to be extricated from her yibum. It's not the other cases where she's ptura min a chalitza and she can just walk away. She can't walk away here. If the child ends up not surviving, right, she needs either yibum or chalitza. The question is, this chalitza ceremony that took place 2 weeks ago, right, when she was still Mu'uberes, now it turns out that, she was still a Medes Lazika, right, did that work or not? So the question is, in the definition or the effectiveness of Chalitza, the Mokom She'ein Yibum, not in the Chiyuv, or the need for a Matir of Chalitza, the Mokom She'ein Yibum. Now that's true of also the other cases, the two other cases that we'll see, not today, but when we finish with this next week, the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph and the Gemara Daf Mem Dalet as well. So really, this klal is applied in the Gemara in two quite different ways. right? Here it's impossible to say that there's no zika, right? Now again, in the case of Da Gimel, Da Chaf, you could say, you know what? There's no yibum. What does that prove? Like Rashi, there's no zika. There's no zika, there's no chalitza. That's the point. You don't need chalitza because there's no zika. The haraya, that there's no zika because there's no yibum. Right? Here you can't say that because there is a zika, there is a need for yibum or chalitza. The question is whether the chalitza that you performed, right, when at the, from a timing point of view, the yibum was excluded, was that defined as a chalitza or not? That's a different question. Okay, but there certainly turns out to have been zika. If you ask Lema Freya, was there zika the whole time? The answer is yes. So there was zika, there was a need for chalitza, and still the chalitza was ineffective because apparently effectiveness, or the hagdara, the definition of chalitza, is also bound up with the potential for yibum, which we'll explain. We've already explained in the past about this relationship, and we'll elaborate more for that. That's number one. Number two is the following issue, and this is where I want to get in the 2 minutes that I have left. The Tosis, the next piece, addresses the following issue. What is the yibum? What's the problem of yibum when she's a mu'baris? Why can't there be yibum? So Tosis says, very simply, this is a simple reading of the Gemara, little teeny Tosis, ki pligi b'chalitza, ubebiya moda, shaloyava li da'isar. Meaning, you can't take the risk. It's speka d'araisa l'chomra. She's carrying a child right now. We don't know whether it's going to be viable or not. I don't know what the percentages are. Let's say for the moment 50-50, you know, whether or not it could be, it's 70-30, I hope, or whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is it's a suffix. So the point is, what?
Isn't Tosa saying much cleaner? Isn't Tosa saying that to the extent there's a suffix that's missing, your eyes leave something?
No. It sounds like Tosa's saying, so the problem here is that Shema, as the Gemara says more explicitly in Daf Mem Aleph, Shema, right, Yavo Lidei Iser Eish Hasach. Now there's a good chance that this is going to end up, you know, being, you know, a viable child, probably better chance than not. And therefore, you can't allow a let's say it turns out, from Afreya, according to Tosas, that, you know, that there was a Zika, and it was an Eish Hasach. Right? So that it sounds like the Tosis things. That would be fine. But going forward, you can't risk that. It's a suffix. Kares. That's what Tosis says. The Ramban disagrees. Why does Ramban disagree? Just one second. So look at the next piece. Ramban says, Ibias Mubarish Mabiyav Khalitz Mubarish Makhalitz, a Pirish. The Imishum Isur Sveika, which is what Tosis says, right? He says, oh, then it just is a suffix, and it's a prescriptive, you know, impediment, namely, you're not allowed to take such a risk, right? But then Zeramban says, if that's all that there was, then kivin she'avaru ba'aleha amai lo niftara sara, that it should really work. Let's say you took the risk, you're having done that, it shows that you're halachically a problematic person, who would take such a risk? But it paid off for you. You know, you spun the dice or whatever it is, and as it turns out, she needed yibum or chalitza, so you did the yibum. Ramban says, if it's only a safek, so you're a bad person. But there's no fundamental, you know, exclusion of maisa yibum. So Tosa says, Ramban says, yafa gav. And if that's true, what should be the problem of chalitza? Is what Ramban's really asking. Like there should be, you should be able to do chalitza right now because it's only a safek. If you'd gone ahead and done the yibum, you know, we wouldn't make a dinner for you, but you know, you would have accomplished the yibum. The afagav. Now, here's where he says the thing about. Here's where he weighs in. Afagav de ikechai de lavin viasei. Right? What about the Gemara in Daf Chaf? Almana nesua lekohen gadol. Where there's a lavin and asei. And there the Gemara says, sheimbalu lo kanu. There the Gemara says even more. The Gemara says that if you were to go ahead and do yibum, even and you're not allowed to, the yibum wouldn't work, since you're not allowed to do it, because Vabe not allowed to do it, because Ein Asei Dokal Osasei V'Asei. So you might have thought, okay, you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it's Yibum. The Gemara says, no, the Yibum won't work. And yet, to Tzricha Chalitza, right, this is kind of a subtle Ramban. What's Ramban asking? Ramban's saying, listen, you know, what I was trying to say a second ago is that we can't be talking about a Safek here. Because if we were talking about a Safek, right, then there would be Chalitza. But if it's a vadai reason that you're not allowed to do it, right, then we can understand that kol olayibam ol lechalitza kol she'en ol olayibam en ol lechalitza. He says, I'm proving that the problem with the yibam has to be fundamental here, as we'll see in a moment, because otherwise, why should it affect the chalitza? Aye, but you see from the Gemara and the Avchav, right, that even if you were to do the yibam, it wouldn't work, which sounds like it's a fundamental yibam problem, right? And still there's chalitza, right? So obviously this isn't the right equation. So he says, Hasam Isur Davar Acher Gorem La. Where do we hear that phrase? That's the Rajba's line against the Ramban on Beis Amar Aleph. The Ramban himself uses that same line. For Rachman Rabinu, so think about it. The Ramban's saying, Ramban is addressing the question. Lishitasa and Abchav, he takes the Gemara, the whole Sugya and Abchav Kipshuta, which is, Almana Nesua, the Kohen Gadol, there's Chalitza Daraisa, even though there's no Yibam Daraisa. This is where he's asking the question, what happened to Kola Ola Yibam Ola Chalitza, Kol Shein Ola Yibam Ola Chalitza? Ramban says, it's Yisur Acher Gorem La. Meaning, the reason that you can't do Yibum is not because of some fundamental problem in the Yibum. The problem is that the Yibum, right, is overridden by another pressure, counter-pressure of Ein Doche Asei V'lap. Ramban says, that's Yisur Acher Gorem La. That's even a bigger chiddush on the Rajba. To say a Tanai is Yisur Acher Gorem La, to say a Neder is Yisur, it's an extraneous thing. Here you have a clash. The Ramban says, but it isn't the Yibum problem. It's that the Yibum happens to conflict with Asei V'lav. Maybe that doesn't affect the Yibum. It makes it unimplementable. It is unimplementable, but since it's not Mufka, it's not a Yibum flaw internally, so there's still Chalitza. And that's very nice with Ramban on Daf Chav, who says, I think this is really a Svara. Okay, there is Zika. Okay. But, so how do you explain here, by implication, how we explain the Tanai Ramban, which is where the Rashi was saying Tanai, Neder, Yisur Acher Gorem La. We know now that the Ramban isn't a strict constructionist. Right? The Ramban is a nuanced, you know, view of the cloud. So the Ramban says, Aval Hacha against Tosis, Im Kishimu Beres Ein Ruyu Leibum Shemba Aleha Lo Kana. He says it's not what Tosis says, that it's an Sveika, Doraisa, or Rove even. It's much more than that. It's the idea that if you do the Yibam, it wouldn't work. Why? It's true that there's a Safek Zika, but because there's also a Safek Eishas Ach, right now, when she's in limbo, I mean, she's Muberes, she's considered Eishas Ach Shaloba Makom Mitzvah. And in Eishas Ach Shaloba Makom Mitzvah, she's Mufka Miyibam. There's a Safek Zika on her. Right? It turns out, I'm afraid there was always a Zika. But even though there was always a Zika, at that time, fundamentally, she's Eishas Ach Shaloba Makom Mitzvah. So if she's Eishas Ach Shaloba Makom Mitzvah, then she's Mufka Miyibam, but it's an internal Yibam problem, it's not some other problem. So now, taking it back tonight, we'll say exactly what you said before, which is, it's true that in the Tanai case, if you're looking at her as a candidate and you're interested in the Tsaros, she's a Grusha. She's not an HSE, she's not a Tsar, and that's what the Ramban says. Ramban says it's more strongly than anybody else. Kusha Shol Kanta. But if you ask a different question, right, why can't you do Yibum? So the Rajba says, oh, it's Yisur Acher Gorem La. The Ramban doesn't think it's Yisur Acher Gorem La. The Ramban says, listen, if you were to do the Yibum, right, would it be a Yibum, but at the same time some other problem? No. If you were to do the Yibum, you would have rewritten all of history. She wouldn't even be your sister-in-law. She'd be the Eishes Ish of Avraham. That's not Yibum. That's called Znus. That's called Eishes Ish. That's going to affect Chalitza too. Because even though there is a Zika right now, that's not what's Koveya for Chalitza. It's not a pure technicality that we don't care what the cause is. That's true. It's also not only a Din of Zika. It depends whether or not there is a shame, a Mechayiv, a Hagdara of Yibum right now. If there's no Hagdara of Yibum, then there's no Chalitza. That's the Ramban's position. Okay, we'll continue next week. I want to go to the other Gemaras about Kol Ola Yibum, and then we'll move on to the next.